The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
GUI Nights.
Welcome back, everyone, to another glorious episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah.
The sexy of GUI.
The gooey of GUI.
The gooey nights.
The gooey nights.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, we always leave gooey.
Yeah.
That's how we do.
But when we do,
imagine what sex with a... So, like, the whole thing about, like... The last thing you heard from us was we were talking about the... Terminator Dark Fate movie. Actually, we ended up shitting on it for most of the episode because
yeah,
it kind of deserved a whole episode to be shit on. We did talk about the things we loved, and which is direct relation to why we hated Dark Fate. You know, the thing came up about how like his relationship with his mate is all platonic, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
could you imagine? Like, I don't know. She already had a kid, so you know she'd be fucking. She got a fuck trophy, so. Like,
how people normally refer to kids as fuck trophies. Yes.
How do you just like not have sex after that? Is she riding someone else's dick? It's like, I got this dude who will wipe my baby's ass and, you know, provide.
Well, I think
that was
mentioned is that she was in like a deeply abusive relationship and he, I don't know, murdered him probably. And then she was like, cool. Well, I'm cool with just sticking with you and not fucking you, Arnie.
Thanks for burning that guy.
I bet he was a fucking rad finger bang, though. If you think about it, right? Like, he was just...
I don't know, man. That seems really risky.
Yeah, that's super risky.
That seems like a game I don't want to play.
I can bang the vagina within a millimeter of tearing it. Like, oh, no.
Oh, hey, easy, right? Like,
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Oh, no.
Is that a tumor? Are you happy to see me? It's not a tumor.
It's fucking stupid.
Holy shit. So this was basically Dark Fate was just another of the many timelines they've created out of the Terminator franchise where we had one nice, concise, tight-knit, well-rounded timeline. They decided to come back with 3 and fuck with that. Yep. You know, the way 2 ended, it was like off in the sunset, did what they were supposed to do. Right?
They fixed Judgment Day is not going to happen.
Yeah. Mm. But apparently in 3...
They're like, no, it does happen. It just happens a little bit later.
A little bit later, and then they have that weird-ass Terminator. I don't know what her deal was. She was like kind of nanobite-ish, but I don't... What the fuck was her deal?
She could make her boobs get bigger. I think that was her special...
That was like her special Terminator talent.
Yeah, yeah.
They got Nick Stahl to play John Connor.
Termitatas, yes.
That was probably the worst. They got Nick Stahl playing John Connor was...
Yeah.
That was a weird pick.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of weird choices in there. Like, they just hit a bunch of guns in Sarah Connor's casket without any suggestion as to what they're supposed to be used for, but the Terminator knew.
Right, and in that timeline, Sarah Connor was already dead, so it's...
Yeah, which they don't explain between 2 and 3 Rise of the Machines, how the fuck did she die? Like...
Leukemia, they said that.
Did they?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a while.
Well, yeah, I watched it again recently to try and, you know, make sure that I was up on my game, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that, because it was just barely mentioned.
Yeah. Mm.
Just barely mentioned, so... And I think from the way that they described it, it sounded like she died not long after Terminator 2 had ended, supposedly. It sounded like she didn't make it much longer past that. So I don't know.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. I didn't pay that close attention because it's Terminator 3.
Oh, it's bad. And like the whole thing at the end, I was like, no, I wasn't here to
prevent the... It's Russian again.
Prevent the Judgment Day. I'm here to just make sure that you survive it. You know, like that at this point, it's like, no, we figured that, fuck it, we already stopped it once. Why stop it twice? Let's just let it happen this time.
Fuck it. Just whatever. With the big giant bomb going off at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 2 timelines that we're talking about
now. That created a second timeline. And then, so what they did do with Salvation was they basically latched back onto the original timeline.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just followed suit with that, which on its own could have been at least a trilogy leading up to when Kyle Reese was an adult going back, right? Because he was like a 15-year-old in it was his face. He was Star Trek. That actor.
Yeah, he passed away. That died not long ago.
Yeah.
Yakov Smirnoff. Yeah. What's his name?
Anton Yelchin. Yeah.
Yelchin.
I thought he was a solid young Kyle Reese.
Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't hate that about it. And I liked how it was not creating a new timeline. It was just giving you the future, but also a prequel.
Right.
You know.
Well, he was so convincing that even his car tried to kill him and succeeded in life. That actually, that's the most bizarre fucking death ever.
It is a really strange death.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, what? Really?
Yeah, just like kind of rolling.
It's a joke, right?
Rolling.
It's like, did you have dirt on Jeffrey Epstein? Like, why?
It was about that level of weird.
Yeah.
Like, was Hillary at a party with you right before that? Like, what happened exactly?
So then we got, I mean, it was probably what, 10 years between, or 8 years between Salvation and Genesis?
Something like that.
And we got like a third timeline, right, with Genesis that that in its own created three timelines. No, I think Genesis had three different timelines inside the movie. Right?
Because possibly. I think I blocked out most of that movie.
I blocked out a lot of Genesis. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I just know Matt Smith was like the AI. He was Skynet, I think, at one point.
John Connor sent the thing back, and then like the Terminator ended up saving. Yeah, I don't remember.
And then
how
John Connor was just the bad guy.
Yeah, which was another timeline because he ended up using the machine and it was a different time. But he was John Connor from a different time because they explain how like he wasn't John Connor that sent him back. It was a different John Connor. It's really convoluted and fucking messy. And then Terminator smiles. Big toothy grin. Yeah.
That's not okay.
There was that.
It was okay in T2 because it was funny.
Yeah, and
it was him trying to smile, and it was great. Yeah,
yeah.
But
which kind of like with Dark Fate, they were trying to pull stuff in because it had been such a long gap. And with Genesis to now, I mean, you figure that's what we're looking at 6 years.
Has it been that long?
I think it was like 2013 when Genesis came out, so that's 6 years.
Yeah,
I feel like roughly 2013, 2014, around that era.
So 5-6 years. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, I just.
Well, but they also were ignoring those movies too. So like, it's like everything after two wasn't even supposed to be a thing. So it's hard. That's the timelines are very.
Well, it's almost like DC movies where they just start being like, okay, well that one doesn't count.
We're gonna try again.
Where they're trying to do a thing to get it back off the ground, but each time they fuck up, they're like, okay, well that doesn't count. Let's try this next one here. Let's do that. They want Terminator to become this mega franchise everything else is becoming nowadays. But the thing is, they're just rehashing over and over again. And the timeline, cool. That is a way to kind of redo stuff. But you got to be careful. Otherwise, you end up with a Star Trek Into Darkness where you do like the same story, but way worse. And then nobody gives a shit about it.
Didn't we already just do that?
Yeah, we did.
I personally liked Into Darkness. Just saying.
The fact that they hid the fact that it was Khan for the three quarters of the movie annoyed the shit out of me.
All right.
Just be straight up with it. Be like, yeah, maybe in the trailers and stuff, don't. But like within 20 minutes, be like, nah, bruh, it's Khan. Like, this is Khan. It's fine. I know he used to look like Ricardo Montalban, but now he looks like Sherlock Holmes. It's fine.
Cool. It's fine.
Now, he looks way less tan now. He's a lot more pasty than he used to be. He went into a pasty surgery to make sure that he looked more British. It's fine. Is it
kind of like what Michael Jackson got?
Yeah, it's Michael Jackson
pasty surgery.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the medical term.
Yes.
Pasty surgery.
Pasty surgery.
What actually annoyed me about that movie was just the same ending. He like called on to other timelines, Spock, to do the same thing with the sneaking them in through with the coffins or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, all right, guys, come on.
Coffin torpedoes?
Yeah, the coffin torpedoes. Yeah. Like, fuck you. And they tied in had the whole Spock, Kirk, like, radiation scene.
Role reversed.
So basically,
Oliver, is that coffins are a very, very strategic, and like, it's a weapon. Like, coffins themselves can be used
coffin
for many strategies.
Yes,
coffin strategery is very important. It's a thing.
Yes.
Well, I mean, hey, look at American Gangster. I mean, what's-his-face brought heroin back from the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
In some coffins. So, there you go.
Ryan Reynolds died in one in a movie. Like, this, the whole movie was him trying not to die. And
yeah,
then,
yeah.
And then he did.
he failed. He did not have the right strategy.
Yeah, he was like, place. I'm in a coffin. Oh, the no, coffin there's a snake. Strategy. Now I'm dead. Like, that's the whole movie. Is
the coffin strategy.
There's a snake and now I'm dead. Yes, that's...
That was actually, I'm making fun of that movie, but I actually enjoyed Barry. That was a fun movie.
It was okay.
It was an interesting choice for a movie. Like, I was creative.
It was, but yeah. Voices, it was not. Voices was awesome.
Voices was
yeah.
good.
There was Ryan Reynolds,
there's been
like...
a few low-end Ryan Reynolds movies that are really good. There's Voices. There's Chaos Theory.
I have not seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
He finds out that he is sterile. He has a weird genetic condition that the only thing is that he's sterile, but he's got like a 12 or 14 year old kid.
So he also has a fuck trophy.
No, his wife does. And hey. It's like, no, he's whoa, like, no, but I've got a kid. And he's like, well, you don't. And so he finds out that like his wife
got, he's got like a shitty fuck plaque.
Yeah. His wife got like pregnant right before they got serious. And like, she kind of knew, and like his best friend is the one that is the dad, and like he's fucked up. It's a whole thing. So he just goes into like just a real case of the fuckets and just like goes buck wild. And it's a great movie. Also, The Nines is another Ryan Reynolds movie where I don't even know.
Did you just go down like a Ryan Reynolds like rabbit hole one day and find.
No, I've just been a fan for a while and I've seen a lot of Ryan Reynolds movies.
Well,
so
I mean, that's fair.
For yeah. a while, meaning probably since Van Wilder.
Since Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, man.
Don't know that one.
Yeah, they were also known as Two Guys and a Girl when they decided the Pizza Place wasn't an important enough character to be in the title. So
that made a long fucking title.
It was Nathan Fillion and Ryan Reynolds. And ooh, I forget the female actress that was in it, but it's also good. A well-known female actress, too, that was the main love interest.
I kind of want to
that actually
see
sounds
that.
Like a thing.
Now that you add Nathan Fillion into it, I'm like, yeah, okay.
It was a laugh track sitcom, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it back in the day.
Mm. I mean, those are not always bad. Yeah. Not always bad, just mostly.
Yeah, just mostly bad.
Just mostly bad. Just mostly. Yeah. Bad. Just mostly. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds to be in a Terminator fucking movie.
Speaking of timelines, look at Deadpool.
Yeah, right.
Switch that up in Deadpool, too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with the timelines, they made fun of the fact that the timelines were all wonky.
Right.
Like, yep. They super played with that. They knew that it was ridiculous. So.
Yeah, they don't take themselves uber fucking serious.
No.
As Terminator tries to.
And maybe that's the way that you move forward with Terminator, is that you realize that you've just gotten too timey-wimey with it, and you just go, fuck it, let's just have a fun Terminator movies from now on, and just be silly with it.
Terminator needs to realize, as Fast and the Furious did, and just...
amp
go.
It the fuck up.
Just fucking steroids and gone.
Either that, you either get the dude, one of the dudes that directed Fast and the Furious movies, or you get Taika Waititi to do the Thor Ragnarok treatment to it, and then just you're off to the races.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
just, that's when he's happening.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Wait, could you imagine? We talked about, we mentioned in the previous episodes about some of the car scenes. If it was like Fast and the Furious amped up with the fucking, these giant tractor trailers and your helicopters and your airplanes, imagine if they didn't give a fuck. Like, how awesome those fucking scenes would be.
It is all about family.
You literally just saw you came out of Deadpool.
Yeah. I'm Colossus.
Wait, just add Wade to the end of that.
There you go. Terminator versus Colossus. There you go. You got a movie.
That's a solid versus there, yeah. though. No.
That would be
Terminator
solid.
Versus Colossus or Terminator versus Juggernaut? Bam. Both those would be rad as fuck.
Ooh, I feel like Colossus, because Juggernaut, like, he just would have to, like, slightly step to the right.
Yeah.
To, like, get out of the way and be fine. That's how Juggernaut's thing is, just momentum, right? Once he picks up any level of momentum, he's unstoppable.
Yeah.
Is Juggernaut. So Terminator would just be like, eh, and just move. Like, all right.
Well. Because Juggernaut's not too smart.
Yeah, and also Terminator is able to read, you know, moves ahead of time pretty quickly, so, like, Juggernaut's like, hold on, I gotta get a 15-foot head start before I can run at you. And Terminator's like, oh, okay. good luck. It's like, just move.
The Russian like, Terminator.
It's the Russian Terminator.
The Russianator.
The Russianator.
Yo, what's that comedian's like, I am the machine!
Bert Kreischer.
I am the a machine.
Yeah. Holy shit. But yeah, I mean, because we brought up how, like, they went off the rails with these, how ridiculous the car chases were. Like, okay, we expect to predict this car chase in a movie, especially the Terminator series.
Right.
But like I said, it was a fucking dump truck with a goddamn blade on the front of it, like literally dogging a fucking lightweight pickup truck.
Yeah, like, pickup truck was old, don't get me wrong, but that thing can still probably do 80. You know what's not doing 80? A fucking, like, 30,000-pound fucking dump truck,
bulldozer.
Bulldozer.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's not fucking happening.
It's not how it's going to work. No.
I think you're onto something in this Fast and the Furious thing. Just go, like, so bonkers.
Yeah, fuck
because,
it.
Because, I mean, they're bonkers anyway. Just hit it to, like, no, fuck 11, 12. Like,
yeah.
Just get it that extra little bit and just go full buck wild.
So with your theory previously about, like, just, like, send back a shitload of soldiers and then a shitload of Terminators and you just fuck up the past, but do a Fast and the Furious style, that would be baller as shit.
Hell yeah.
I would watch that.
It would be pretty good.
Right? And, you know, because, like, going into, and it takes a while, and there's still people that don't believe me when I say, go watch a new Fast and the Furious movie. Go, anything from 5 forward, go watch it. Leave your brain in the fucking car. And you will have a goddamn great time.
Oh, I got it. We do it like the Raid / Judge Dredd style, where they're trying to escape the Terminators that are coming after them, and they end up going up a skyscraper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then that is being protected by the future people the resistance that are in the building that are fighting the Terminators as they're running past them to try to get, like, protected by all the resistance that's inside the building.
Hey.
And you've got, like, the Raid meets Terminator meets fucking Fast and the Furious.
But can we include Carl Urban?
Yes, of course.
He's got to be in there somewhere. It's fucking Carl Urban.
Good. Right? I'm sold.
This is why I'm not a producer, because it'd be like, get Jay Baruchel, Carl Urban, and fuck it, Ryan Reynolds. Done. We're fucking done.
It's like, sir, you only have... I don't give a shit. Get him.
You really want the three of them for a remake of Little Women? That's that's a choice, I guess. I don't know. For Old Yeller? I don't know how this is going to really...
It's like, hey, man, I'm hip. What, you got something against it? I'm like, no, sir,
I do not. You get Ryan Reynolds to play the dog. You played a Pikachu. It's fine.
He played a Pikachu.
You take Ryan Reynolds out back and shoot him. No, don't do it. Yeah,
Oh, I didn't watch... Anybody watch Pikachu?
No. I did.
Was it good?
I actually enjoyed it.
Was it cute and adorable?
I don't give any shits about Pokemans.
I don't either.
Nothing against anybody that's into Pokemans.
The fact you're saying Pokemans.
Yeah. I have a number of friends.
It just sounds like a subtle fuck you. Yeah, to Pokemon people.
It just sounds like, exactly.
I missed the boat. I was a little too old for Power Rangers. I was a little too old for Dragon Ball Z and Pokemans and the Yu-Gi-Ohs. So I just missed the boat on that.
You're so passive aggressively being a dick. It's terrible.
No, but, like, genuinely, no issue with anybody that has a love for that stuff. I was just a little bit too old. But I did want to check it out and see how it was with Ryan Reynolds doing the voice of Pikachu, and I expected it to be a tire fire. It was fun. Huh. It was definitely fun. It was definitely PG. It was definitely a little bit, like, hammed up, but it's a kid's movie with big, was it Charizards? Is that one?
That's one of the Pokemon.
And Squirtles, I think that's another one.
Again, one of the type of Pokemon.
All these Pokemans running around.
I was never into Pokemon, but I know enough about Pokemon to understand that they are a type of Pokemon. You sound like the old man talking about, like, I don't know,
with
the music
your
today.
Hop music.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
You're hippity hoppity.
Yeah. But no, genuinely, even without knowing really anything about the universe that this exists in, I did find it very charming. I thought it was very fun.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
It's cool. I mean, because I wanted to see it, but I was also like, a lot of stuff going on this summer movie-wise. Yeah, it's going to put that on the back burner. I'll just rent that. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth a rent. I'd say it's a fun time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool beans. I like it.
Yeah. I don't know how we curved into Ryan Reynolds, but...
I think you just meant that to happen. They need to bring him into that. They brought him in a Blade and...
Two guys, a girl, and a Terminator.
Yeah, that's
not a game I want to play.
That's a porn, yes. It's like a German porn.
Yeah, it's a German porn.
Russian, apparently.
Well, I mean, I thought the Germans were a little more hardcore, though.
I'm just going with Hobbit's voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Russian-German.
Russian porn.
Yeah.
Russian, wrong place, wrong time.
It's a whole scorched earth thing happening there. Germany, Russia, whatever. It's somewhere in there.
Terrible. Yeah. Holy
World
shit.
World War II jokes.
All right. I think that's enough chicanery for one fucking episode. So that's all we got. That's all we got for you. We're spent. Good night. Go home.
GUIPodcast.com.
Geeks, we've got some events coming up here in Richmond, Virginia that you definitely want to come and check out for the month of November. On the 25th of November, right before you run off to go spend Thanksgiving with your family, make sure you start your holidays right with trivia at Fallout on the 25th of November. Then over to Busky Cidery on the 29th of November for stand-up comedy with our buddy Carltron. The Carlton K is going to be hosting that on the 29th. And then back over to Gallery 5 on the 29th for a fundraiser for the RVA Burlesque Festival. We've got some other dates in December that I definitely want to get out here. On the 7th of December is the Creatures Grim Toy Run to raise money and toys for the Children's Hospital. And that's going to be at another round in Lakeside. And let us definitely not forget Punks for Presents. This is the 14th year that they're doing Punks for Presents. The dates are December 6th at Bandito's Burrito Lounge, Friday, December 6th. Saturday, December 7th, after you've finished doing the toy run at another round with some live music and me as an MC. Then go on down to two venues, the Fuzzy Cactus, and then the venue right across the street, Boogaloo's Bar and Grill, for some good old Punks for Presents fun. Then on December 11th, head over to Sticky Rice to dine and donate. Friday, December 13th, Friday the 13th at Wonderland for some Punks for Presents action. Then on the 14th, Saturday the 14th at the Camel. And then finally, December 19th at the Camel for Gritty City Records for the Kids 5. Check out all this info at GUIPodcast.com and follow our social media for updates. We'll see you there.